Good morning. Monday morning, we're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Hooray, hooray, another day and a chance to support the station you love. $219,372 in the lockbox, Alan, WAMC.org. We only have a couple weeks now.
David, now it's getting scary. We need a little less than $300,000. We've always done it in the past, but $300,000, that's a lot of money. Can we do it? Absolutely. Have we done it? Yes. But it's got to be that everybody says, considering everything that's going on in this country and everything that we get from our panel every morning and everything that this station does, and if they pick one thing out that you really love and say, okay, is my membership worth the Tanglewood? Is my membership worth all of the great Joe Book interviews? Is my membership worth any of that? All you have to do is pick one thing out and then you can't help it. So this is Alan and I'm asking you to just do your thing, and I know you'll be there for us and for yourselves. So everybody, do something.
WAMC.org. The on-air fund drive starts October 21st.
$300,000, that's a lot of money.
All the way to a million. Well, a lot of headlines to get to here this morning, Alan. I'll give you the brief. You give us your thoughts. New whistleblower may give House Democrats fresh leads.
Well, as things tighten up with this president, as he eschews all of the norms of decent behavior, as he gets crazier and crazier, as he calls Nancy Pelosi a traitor and Adam Schiff, in each of those things, he is saying, I am not going to obey the norms that have guided presidents in the past. I'm just going to go out front and do things that are really nutty. And he is doing those. So you get the CNNs of the world, the New York Times, the Washington Post, and so many others who are just saying, this is so bad that we're going to have to do our job and make sure that everybody knows exactly what's happening. And there will be those who think, what's so bad about Trump? Okay, so he takes some of our liberties away, so he eschews the norms, so he calls people names. It's a terrible thing, ladies and gentlemen. It was envisioned by the people who drafted the Constitution. They knew what they were doing in the Constitutional Convention. Go back and read the Federalist Papers. This guy, when he deals with the Russians and when he deals with the Chinese the way that he is doing, when he trades favors so that he personally can have his political opponents set upon by these folks who have everything to gain, it is really a very scary time. I keep going back to that 7 Days in May film, which I've seen so many times, in which there's got to be somebody in the military, somebody who stands up. And that's why, David, whistleblowers are so important. You know, it takes a lot to be a whistleblower. You got somebody in your family yelling at you, let somebody else do it. And they do it because it's right. And let me tell you, when you take on a government or what appears to be insane president, it takes a lot of inner resources to do that.
The attorney general and a veteran prosecutor, John Durham, have charted an unusual course that could bolster President Trump's pet theories about the Russian investigation. Deep dive by the New York Times, Alan Barr and the top prosecutor are looking at reviewing the Russian inquiry, sort of to flip the whole theory that it was Trump working with the Russians to go after this 2016 election.
David, when Barr stood up there and was interviewed for his job and he talked about how fair he was going to be, he was lying. He has become an agent of this president, a henchman. There are many people who are now beginning to say that he too should be impeached. You know, I think people have to keep their eye on the ball. The president is the one. But the idea that you would do anything to keep your job, anything to keep the president happy, that's what Barr is all about these days. And you would have to be without resources not to see that.
Did you see the story, Alan, about the journalist, a news editor from national security site Defense One, who was at Dulles International Airport, confronted by a Customs and Border Protection staffer reviewing his passport, and said he would not give him his passport back until he agreed that he writes propaganda. And the person eventually did agree to that so he could get his passport back.
Well, too bad on him that he did that. Too bad that he didn't have those inner resources we were talking about for the whistleblowers. Too bad that it has come to that, because that is the kind of thing that you really saw in Hitler Germany and that you saw in the dictatorships. You have to admit, one day they came to take Joseph K. away. It's Kafka, you know. That's where we are heading right now. Very, very scary.
It's now infected the National Basketball Association. This thing has blown up this morning, and it had to do with the Houston Rockets general manager, Daryl Morey, trying to defuse the rapidly growing fallout over a deleted tweet that showed support for Hong Kong anti-government protesters. The NBA has inroads in China, and this...
Because of the Houston Rockets, and because
correct.
Of...
Yao Ming.
And because of Yao Ming, that's how it all started. And that's why the Chinese play the Houston Rockets on their radio system. And now they're saying, well, if you're going to talk about the people of Hong Kong and their courage, we're not going to play you anymore. And that's what a dictatorship is all about. And that's why this president is always talking about the press being the enemy of the people, because they are so scared of what the press can do to them. A free press in China is unknown. But that's what this president would like in this country, too.
The good thing is that we've got you, Alan, and we've got a real independent radio station right here, WAMC, that all of us together, as you often point out, have put together.
All of us. And that means everybody who's on the other end of this radio, and it means you, David, every morning coming in and doing this incredible work. And it means all the people who come to this very radio station where we're both sitting right now. And it may not be the most imposing edifice that ever was. It's what comes out of here that's important. And if you can, folks, I'm asking you, put something in, something, and we'll make it.
WAMC.org. Thank you.